ocean breeze, tropical beach, piña colada. You can buy an air freshener to make your car smell like you're in an oceanside paradise. Or, better yet, you can point your car toward Daytona Beach and come experience the real thing. Visit DaytonaBeach.com to discover all there is to see, do, and enjoy along the world's most famous beach, Daytona Beach, Florida. Beach on.
Hey everyone, and welcome into a very special bonus episode of the Straight Up Texas podcast presented by Whataburger. I'm your host, Hannah Wing. We have Jared Sandler on the line, and today we are talking all things Texas Rangers City Connect. I'm super excited to be joined by my teammates on the marketing team here in the Rangers front office. We have the Senior Vice President of Marketing, Travis Dillon, and the Rangers Creative Director, Scott Biggers. Thank you all for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
Of course. We're so excited. For some context, we have the recording this morning. It is on April 20th, and the Rangers are wearing their City Connects and debuting them tomorrow during the game on the 21st. So we'll kind of start from the beginning. When exactly did this City Connect process start?
Man, this goes back to May of 2020. And just for context, I assume most of the listeners are familiar with the City Connect program, but it's a Nike and MLB initiative. And it started in 2021. So we are one of six teams participating this year. And again, we get our debut tomorrow night, as you said. But the first start for us was back in May of 2020 when we worked with Nike and filled out a questionnaire about who we are and our values and things about the city and the state that, you know, and our relationship with that. So it has been a 35-month process.
Guys, I'm curious, and I apologize for being on the phone. I don't know if you guys are aware. I was recently promoted to quadruple senior vice president of telephone communications, and so I'm just
Lofty title. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, no, I'm waiting on the business cards, but it's a pretty big. So these uniforms come with a story, or I guess, you know, I'm not as familiar with the story or stories behind some of the other team's City Connect uniforms. I'm sure there are maybe multiple stories tied to those. But I know with the ones that the Rangers will wear for the next 3 years, there are several stories. So how did the stories really evolve and develop? And you mentioned the questionnaires, but how did it go from a questionnaire to, I'm sure, conversations to the finished product of weaving in the elements that you all determined to be best to represent this organization through the City Connect initiative?
Yeah, I mean, I think for us, when we sat down and, you know, thought about this challenge, for us, it's a fairly unique challenge. And at the forefront of it, no matter what, we wanted to make sure we were telling a baseball story. So we felt it was important that we're a baseball team. This is a baseball uniform. We should tell a baseball story. And so, you know, part of the reason for us, you know, the process was so intense is, you know, the unique challenge we have is first of all, we don't wear the name of a city on our jersey. So the City Connect platform as a whole from the beginning is unique for us. You know, if you think about it, we wear not only the name of a state, but the largest state represented in Major League Baseball. And then when you zoom in to where we sit in Arlington, you know, we feel like that there's a story there that's really, you know, three cities when you think about Dallas, Fort Worth, and Arlington. So you start off with that right off the bat, and you've immediately got, you know, a pretty complex, equation that you're trying to crack that most teams don't necessarily have to deal with.
Yeah, and I would say we took the City Connect nomenclature quite seriously, where when we thought about our baseball story, and pretty early on we decided we wanted to use our first City Connect uniform, which again we'll wear for 3 years, to be our origin story. It's a little known story. We were coming out of our 50th anniversary, and we just felt like there was a richness to the story that, and our origin story is a City Connect story. So it's our origin comes from Dallas and Fort Worth connecting through baseball in Arlington. So we really enjoyed that part of the storytelling process and being faithful to the notion of City Connect, even to Travis's point, when we sort of have multiple cities to connect with. So from a storytelling standpoint, it was, that's where we landed, Jared. And then from there, it was, you know, we just dug into a lot of the history and the rich baseball heritage that we find in both Dallas and Fort Worth. And there's some, as you know, some pretty remarkable stories.
You mentioned the connections of baseball, the DFW area. Can you elaborate? And obviously this episode could go on for hours, if not days, just because there is so much history. But who are the two teams that this uniform really celebrates?
Yeah, the Dallas Eagles, who were part of the Texas League, played largely in the 50s. And by the way, Dallas has a rich history of baseball. Both Dallas and Fort Worth started in the Texas League back in the 19th century. Like, we go back to 1888. Dallas had a number of teams. Fort Worth had the Panthers, and the Panthers became known as the Cats in the 30s. And one of the things we were intrigued by and loved is that the Panthers are regarded as one of the greatest minor league teams in history. They won six consecutive titles in the 20s. So we were eager to kind of dip into that heritage. I know a lot of residents who, you know, in this area are familiar with both the Cats and the Eagles, but there's a lot that aren't. And we look forward to, you know, we wanted to tap into that. Just again, to Travis's point, we want to tell a baseball story, and there's such a rich heritage here. So we were really intrigued by the history there.
And I'd really say, just like three cities, I mean, there's three teams, right? So the DFW Spurs were the first team to play at Turnpike Stadium, which eventually became the home of the Rangers. And so without the Spurs, you know, there really is no Rangers. So, you know, it's really like three cities. There's three teams that you see represented on the uniform. And all three of those in their own way led, you know, kind of blazed the trail for the Rangers to even exist in Arlington.
Yeah, what we love about that story is literally, again, it's Dallas, Fort Worth, in Arlington. So we connected the two cities. But, you know, if it's a story that, again, part of the reason we're here this morning and talking about this uniform is we want to get the story out. And it's been gratifying to see the reaction of fans who, once they learn the story, have an enhanced appreciation for not only the story, but for how we told the story on the uniform. And so if I were to boil it down to one sentence, Arlington is at the center, and that our new uniforms celebrate how Arlington connected two cities with a rich baseball heritage to pave the way for the Rangers. And truly, it was because of the Dallas-Fort Worth Spurs that the Rangers came into existence.
We'll get to the usage of the spur, because that's, you know, front of the jersey. I think what I'm most intrigued by is the Peagle, which combines the Panther and Eagle nickname in reference to the Fort Worth Panthers and the Dallas Eagles. And the Peagle, to me, is awesome because it's, I mean, as far as I know, it's totally unique to now the Texas Ranger City Connect uniforms. I mean, the Peagle is, I guess, a mythical creature in that it's not, you know, it's kind of like it predates the Liger from Super, Napoleon Dynamite combination of animals. But I love the Peagle because this is our own. This is something that is created and now tied to the organization. So what was the backstory of the Peagle? Why Peagle, not Pan-Peagle? Or, I mean, you know, how did you come up with Peagle? And I guess I have a follow-up question after that, but how did we get from A to B when it comes to creating the Peagle?
You know, I mean, really we have to give credit where credit is due there, right? I mean, that was Nike, you know, and we really honed in on the story that we wanted to tell when it became clear that not only we wanted to tell a baseball story, but we wanted to tell our origin story. You know, we dug in along with them, and that's when, you know, we uncovered that the real richness of both the Eagles and the Panthers' baseball history in Dallas and Fort Worth. And I remember when we, you know, saw the first round of designs that, you know, led us to what you're seeing today is, you know, the reveal of that Peagle and all of us kind of cocking our head to the sides, much like people are doing now, thinking, what is that? And I love it. I don't know what it is, and I want to know more, which is exactly the point of City Connect, right? And so, you know, Nike had looked at, there was a real kind of rough-looking eagle patch that existed on the Dallas Eagles jerseys, and they had the idea of visually, literally representing Dallas and Fort Worth coming together through baseball by merging these two logos into this mythical creature. And so, you know, we immediately fell in love with it. And I'll tell you, probably the most apprehensive moment I had in the process was when we got these uniforms to a point that we were taking them to our owners to get their feedback and approval. And I remember just thinking, walking into that room, that of all the things on the uniform, I believe that they would get behind. And then there was the Peagle. And I was like, this can go one of two very distinct ways and could derail this thing, or it, you know, fast tracks it to approval. And I will say that both Ray and Neil, when they looked at it, have been in love with the Peagle since day one. And so that for us was a real kind of seminal moment to know that we had something special that, you know, not only was going to garner a lot of love from maybe, you know, non-traditional baseball fans, but, you know, at the core of traditional baseball fans are our owners. And the fact that they got it and loved it and saw the potential of, you know, this kind of fun, playful creature, that for me, I'll never forget that moment, because that was the one part of the process that I thought this could go very sideways. They may look at us and say, what in the world are you doing in marketing? So, that was a big relief moment for us and just really validated, you know, the existence of our friend, the Peagle.
Of all the elements on our uniform, that is the one that visually really tells our story, but in a really playful and expressive way. And you know, we absolutely love it. We knew it would be the element that generated the most discussion and reaction, and it has proved out to be the case. We're enjoying some of the Reddit threads.
The Peagle's gone viral, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, and I hope so. And I've learned from you both, Scott and Travis, that, you know, so much of, you know, the marketing world and just getting a message out there and, you know, promoting something or promoting an understanding, not even necessarily selling something, but just promoting an understanding of storytelling. And I am very fascinated to follow the story of the Peagle, as, you know, I whether it's fans or it comes from internally within the organization, the Peagle really develops an identity. I don't know why. That's the one thing, more than the other individual elements, that on the day of the release I thought about. How cool would it be if this becomes a thing, especially, you know, hopefully it's coinciding with the organization playing at, you know, an incredibly high level, you know, competition, and, you know, maybe being more in the spotlight from a national standpoint because of that, you know, which obviously has escaped us the last several years. But I don't know why. Not that I don't love the other elements. I love the, you know, the Tom Vandergriff slogan. I think the incorporation of the DFW Spurs is great. I think it's awesome. I know we'll get into, I'm sure, the significance of April 21st, which is the launch date, I guess, technically, of the jerseys in action in a game. But the Peagle to me is just, I don't know. There's not even really a question here. I just really love the potential and the story that will hopefully unfold with Peagle.
I have on my Peagle sweatshirt right now. I know we don't have a video for this episode, but I do have on my Peagle sweatshirt, and they are for sale at the Grand Slam Team store and online. So everyone get your Peagle sweatshirts. They're going to run out pretty quick.
I'm going to go buy one right now.
Yeah, exactly.
We've enjoyed, I think it's been a daily routine on Slack, where a Reddit thread or a social post or multiple are shared each day with just this kind of cult-like love for the Peagle and all these ideas of where the Peagle could be and show up and, you know, what its role is and its powers and origin and species and all these things. So, you know, that part, and that's where, you know, not everyone's going to get the Peagle, and we get that. But, you know, at the end of the day, like, my message to that is, like, this is fun. City Connect is supposed to be fun. Baseball is fun, right? So at the end of the day, it's a sport. It's a play. It's a guy's playing a sport. And so what we wanted to do is find an element of playfulness and fun in this uniform, and the Peagle really represents that. And to see people latch onto it, and really what we're seeing, you know, is a mixture of our super diehard core fans, you know, on the Reddit threads and some of those that are all in. And then you're just getting this complete subset of folks that may not even really pay attention to us or be a baseball fan, but the Peagle has caught their attention. And now they're learning more about us. And hopefully that means they go buy a hoodie, come to a game, or at least, you know, we're on their radar. And for us, you know, for baseball, that's so important right now. Is part of the you know, the initiative behind City Connect is growing the game. And for us, looking at what does that next 50 years of fans look like? And if the Peagle can be one small step in, you know, establishing that relevance with a group of folks that may not be paying attention to us. And then, to your point, Jared, couple that with a team that's playing, that's not only playing really well, but they're fun to watch, and you're starting to see the personalities of the clubhouse come out. Like, to me, that's a great recipe for, you know, re-engaging and maybe engaging some fans for the first time.
We've also nicknamed the Peagle internally as the Vandergriffin. And so I want to also touch on how integral Tom Vandergriff, former Arlington mayor, was in the creation of the story behind this jersey, and just even the jock tag says dream the big dream. So Biggs, I know that you're obviously extremely detailed into Rangers history and how the team came to be here, and 421 is like a better version of your birthday. So can you just elaborate on how important, you know, the city of Arlington and Vandergriff and just dreaming the big dream was to this jersey?
For sure, yeah, and your description, I hope our listeners understand, I'm really fun at parties, so I'm happy to...
421 is better than, yeah, your birthday, for, yeah, sure. You live for 421.
All about Rangers history. This process dug us deep into it, again, coming out of a 50th anniversary, so I was absolutely enamored with so many stories in our history, and Tom Vandergriff's, yeah, is one of those that, he as a figure is a pretty remarkable guy, and I wish I would have had the chance to have met him. But we've been grateful for his grandson, Parker Vandergriff, who was actually on last 421 telling another part of the Rangers origin story. But he's been super helpful in guiding us and giving us some insight into his grandfather. Parker has become the archivist, and so through a lot of what Tom kept, meaning a binder full of rejection letters from MLB teams that he reached out to see if they'd be interested in relocating. And his dream was all about bringing Major League Baseball to Arlington. And at the time, Arlington was a pretty sleepy town. I mean, it was 30,000 people back in the 50s, situated right in between, as it is today, between Dallas and Fort Worth, sitting on the turnpike. But Tom, and what's been fun is hearing others who knew Mayor Vandergriff describe him as such a visionary, and that he saw things that no one else saw. And oddly enough, I was in the Grand Slam team store yesterday buying a Peagle hoodie, and standing 5 feet from me was Tom Grieve, Mr. Ranger. And we were talking about this whole program, talking about the legacy of Tom Vandergriff. And one of the things that Tom said was he not only saw things, Mayor Vandergriff, but he got things done. And so this journey of his started in the 50s, culminated again on 421, 1972. And he had the dream, and he had the vision, and he, again, I could talk a long time about his story, which is fascinating. But one of the things that we were delighted to do was to honor Mayor Vandergriff with that patch, Dream the Big Dream, on the jersey. And we love what he's done at the ballpark here, our fans will recognize the statue that stands outside that, you know, he's the father of baseball in Arlington. And so for us, he represents a lot of Arlington, kind of the American dream city. He gets things done. And that was the other point that Tom made when we were talking. He's like, Arlington continues to get things done. So if you look at Arlington today and this district, like, it's a remarkable story. But one of the greatest compliments we got when we shared our story with Parker, his grandson, is that he said, my grandfather would love this story. He would love this uniform because of the story it's telling. So we took that to heart. We were gratified by that. That was very important for us to pay homage to him with this uniform because he is so central and such a key figure, as is the city of Arlington, to our origin story.
I know also 421 is visible on the jersey. There's merch that has 421. I believe it's in the back of the jersey, if I'm not mistaken, that the players will wear on the field tomorrow. But there's so many different details that tie this story together so beautifully on these City Connect jerseys. But I just want to know from each of y'all's perspective, what is your favorite part about the City Connect jersey? Besides the Peagle, obviously. We've already gone into that.
You know, besides the Peagle, it's a good question because we've been so close to it for so long. I don't know if there is one element. What I do love about it kind of holistically is that it is different than anything that we've done, but it still stays true to who we are. So, you know, it's a pitch blue, a cream, and a speed red. So our primary colors are red, white, and blue. And so for us, you know, not saying anything negative about any team that went outside their color palette, because I think that's a really fun way to go as well. But for us, kind of rooting where our story is, it made sense for us to kind of stay, what I've always said is kind of stay within the same area code of our color palette. So while it looks very different, we still stayed within kind of those core three. Which we just felt was important because we're telling an origin story, to deviate too far from, you know, from everything that you're used to seeing. We wanted to connect back, you know, in that way. So I guess I would say that, I mean, I love the hats. The headwear, I think, is, we've already seen, super popular with that kind of gothic TX. And then we love that the 421's also on the hat, because 421 has so many layers to it. Like, we wanted to make sure that it was a prominent piece.
Yeah, and Hannah, I would answer the same way. It's like, who's your favorite child? I too would take a holistic approach to it, because what we were really proud of is that each element works with the, like, it all works together to tell a larger story. The Peagle, in addition to how playful it is and the way it looks, again, it's a visual representation. But one of the things we knew when we started this process, we actually created for ourselves, like, okay, here are the five stages of City Connect. And the first is to provoke. And ideally, provoke is to beg the question. So when
you think we've done that?
Yeah. Judging by the response on social media, I think we have. Yeah, so the provocation, but it's a good thing. Like, the worst thing in the world is you release a uniform and nobody responds, right? Like, love, hate it. Great, that's emotion. And our fans feel ownership towards the uniform and the team. And so we're delighted to see the passion come out. You know, we're just glad it wasn't greeted with apathy. So we get all the elements of the uniform. Like, we love the story it tells. And again, our challenge now is, okay, how do we get that, continue to get the story out so people can not only appreciate the uniform more, but just understand where we've come from. And it's a phrase that we've invoked throughout this whole process. It's good to know where you come from, and it's hard to know where you're going without knowing where you came from. So there's power in the origin story, and we're delighted that we were able to tap into that and tell that.
Guys, I have a quick question. You were talking about the color scheme, the pitch blue, the cream, the speed red. What was the process of determining how to utilize those colors so that, you know, the pants would be pitch blue, the jersey main color would be the cream color? I mean, how was there a lot of back and forth? Was that kind of, hey, this is the first suggestion, we like it? Was there a lot of debate? What was the conversation like in terms of utilizing those colors?
I feel like it was pretty straightforward. You know, what you see color-wise is not far from kind of what the original version of this concept. There were lots of concepts that we went through to get to this one and different stories and variations of the stories. But when we, you know, saw this one, this is pretty close. I mean, some positions changed of, you know, some of the core items, and obviously they get refined through the process. But yeah, no, I think this is pretty close. The cream was very intentional on the top to tie back to the Eagles and the Cats, right? Mm-hmm. Both wearing cream. And then, you know, with the pants, we knew that was a bold choice. And we know that the dark pants isn't, you know, I guess, quote unquote, traditional baseball. But we knew with the cream top and kind of the, you know, retro-ish feel to the tops that we wanted to make a bold choice with the pants. And Nike was really adamant about that as well. And, you know, so for us, the dark pants is a way to kind of take that, you know, the modernity, I guess, into the uniform. You know, if we went with all cream, to us, it felt like it would be a throwback uniform. And so with City Connect and really everything that it's about, it's an opportunity to take a bold choice. And so we did that with the pants. We don't think we jumped the shark at all, you know, with the pants, but we felt like it was a bold choice. And again, it's a spark debate. And I fully believe I was blown away. I would say the most kind of emotional moment for me outside of, you know, this past Monday when we got him out into the wild was for me, first and foremost, was when we were in Arizona and we, you know, got to shoot a handful of the guys in the uniforms. And once you see these guys in these uniforms, it's just a whole different perspective. I mean, they look incredible in them. You know, they just, the way that it, when the whole set is put together and you see it on a baseball player, that, you know, for me, I think a lot of fans will kind of get it at that point. And not everyone will, and not everyone gets everything that we do, and that's fine. That's the beauty of marketing.
That led perfectly into my next question, Travis. You obviously were both very integral in bringing this to the players and the presentation and everything out in Arizona this spring. Which player had the most exciting reaction to seeing the jerseys for the first time?
You know, the great part about it was we really got a universally positive reaction. I think any trepidation there was because it is different colors and the guys didn't know what those were until we, you know, showed them in Arizona. Was a lot of the nervousness was am I going to be able to get shoes or gloves or, you know, padding that's going to match it, you know. So, but, you know, there were a couple guys. I mean, Josh Young really, you know, gravitated to it because Tech wore cream, had as an alternate. So he had a tie to the cream color. Martin as well in Venezuela, they won a championship wearing cream colored jerseys. So.
And he's king of fashion too. He is the king of fashion in that clubhouse.
Yeah. And so he, you know, he felt good vibes from that, you know, championship vibes as he called it, coming from the uniform. And then, you know, I'd say one of the kind of more outspoken positive guys on it, which is great because he's pitching Friday night, is John Gray. And John, you know, just really kind of appreciated not only the detail and the history behind it, but, you know, kind of the just how different it felt and kind of how the colors from pants to top and everything tied together. So I really, you know, took away, you know, our conversation with him where he, you know, was just kind of unprompted, just telling us what he felt about it. We didn't have to kind of pull it out of him. And so I'm excited of all the guys to take the mound that he is, you know, been so positive about the jerseys and we spoke to him. I'm excited he's going to be the one to debut them.
That's perfect.
I'd also add to that the Peagle hoodie was a favorite of several of the players. And when we were in Arizona doing video and photo shoots, we had a couple of players wear the Peagle hoodie and it was hard to get it back from them.
Yeah.
So it was, again, just a bit of the surprise. I mean, we love the design of it, but it was like, what is that? And I want it. So,
us, like, I would wear this out, like, not just at the ballpark, but I would wear this just going out in Dallas, Fort Worth, Arlington, wherever they hang. And to hear that, you know, to have them think that they would wear something Rangers, you know, connected at all out in the wild is pretty cool.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. I have one last question, guys. You've mentioned it earlier, each of you, that there's a unique challenge. I mean, this is not an organization tied to a single city. And I guess embracing, I think, Scott, you said it, you know, the nomenclature of city connecting cities. But this is not the Dallas Rangers, or the Fort Worth Rangers, or the Arlington Rangers, or the Keller Rangers, or, you know, whatever individual city you want to tie it to, whereas a lot of teams around the league, they have that. What challenges did that present? And I guess, you know, it led to the opportunity of truly emphasizing the word connect, but what was that process like, making sure to be inclusive in the development of the final product?
It was an incredibly hard challenge, you know, because we want to tell a baseball story there. We joked about creating a brisket uniform or a blue bonnet uniform or something that was...
What a burger uniform.
Yeah, believe me. And we saw designs like that, you know, from all around, had suggestions and designs come to us. And ultimately, again, we want to tell a baseball story. We want to be faithful to the fact we were at Texas. And that, again, is why we're delighted to honor Tom Vandergriff. When we talk about the Texas spirit and the values that we celebrate as an organization, the values that are part of our Straight Up Texas campaign, we think about resilience and optimism and fearlessness. And for us, Tom Vandergriff is exhibit A of that. So his inclusion on the uniform for us is a reflection of kind of that Texas spirit that we all hold true. 421 is a Texas story about Texas history, about Texas baseball history, about the Texas Rangers. So there's the state element that we love, but in terms of like connecting with the cities, we wanted to make sure that we did, you know, keep Arlington as a bit of the, you know, if I think about this as a story, back in the day, the rivalry between Dallas and Fort Worth was fierce. These guys couldn't agree on DFW Airport for decades. And that to us was just amazing. And so if you think about it from a story, that's where your tension comes from, is Dallas and Fort Worth are not getting together. Little known story, in 1946, Arlington hosted a bury the hatchet ceremony where they invited leaders from Dallas and leaders from Fort Worth to come together because they were not getting along. And they literally, not far from where we sit right now, buried a hatchet to symbolize this peace. It was short-lived. But so for us, Jared, like there, that tension was created. So that was the tension in the story. And Arlington and the efforts that the city made to get the team, you know, have the team here, they emerge as a bit of a hero in this story. So that was the thing that drew us to the idea of, wow, this is a city connect where, once again, Dallas, Fort Worth come together as the Dallas-Fort Worth Spurs, and they prove to Major League Baseball and everyone else that this region could support a Major League Baseball team.
It's all just so exciting, too. I'm sure you're both very relieved that things weren't leaked ahead of time. I know that some other teams have struggled with that. So how relieved are both of you now heading into tomorrow and just overall with how well this week has gone?
I think Monday night was my best night of sleep in a while.
I mean, this project took years, and just keeping the secret and keeping everything private and internal and all that. I can't even imagine how hard that would be.
The burden of secrecy.
The burden of secrecy. Yeah, we've all confessed that we would be terrible spies, because like just the, you don't realize how exhausting it is trying to keep something a secret. And that, you know, night before was this mixture, the way I've described it is like the mixture of, you know, Christmas Eve as a kid, that anticipation, the fear of like having an early flight that you think you're going to miss. So you're waking up every hour and checking the clock. And then the night before, like a big final, and you know, you're prepared, but you don't know what, maybe the teacher's going to ask that one question that's going to, you know, make you think. So we, you know, that night before for sure was just like butterflies, you know, the entire night. But yeah, I mean, to see it come together tomorrow night on the field here at the ballpark on 421, which, you know, for us is such a special date, not only to our origin, you know, 421-72 being our first home game, but back to really the origin of the state, the Battle of San Jacinto, you know, and then championship baseball in this state on 421-1868. And when you look at all of those things, like that was that thread, Jared, that you mentioned, like how do we tie this team in Arlington that wears Texas on their chest into a baseball story that Texans can, you know, identify with. And that 421 thread is just absolutely like goosebumps for us. And to look at our calendar this year and see 421 falling on a Friday when we knew we wanted to wear these on Fridays because of what Friday means in, you know, Texas community. But to see that then our first Friday home game is 421, like just all of it, you know, just felt like this was meant, this was always meant to be our story and always meant to be our uniform. And it was meant to debut tomorrow. So like that 421 piece is so special. And I joke because it's also my mom's birthday. So like what I tell her is that 421 on the cap is for her. So don't tell her otherwise if you meet her.
Mother's Day's in 3 weeks.
Yes, exactly.
And it's Biggs' birthday too, pretty much this point.
Symbolic yeah. birthday, yes. We've lived with 421 for a long time, but it is, it's fantastic to celebrate. And we've always talked that, you know, from a Ranger standpoint, we'd love to make April 21st, you know, sort of an unofficial holiday, just to allow our, again, to tell our story and to, you know, give a tip of the cap to everyone who is involved in getting us here.
Well, 421-2023 is going to be another wonderful day of celebrations. Thank you both so much for joining us. Fans, come out to the ballpark on 421 and every other Friday this season just to see the team rocking these amazing City Connect uniforms all season long and for the next couple seasons as well. Again, thank you so much for both joining us, and everyone can check out rangers.com/cityconnect for more information.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.